Hello there, sir. I'll be your attending physician today. Sorry for the wait, it's always a bit busy this time of year. I hope you haven't been waiting around too long now. Give me a second to check your chart. Okay. I see you're here for a company physical. Well, let's see how you did. I see the nurse already checked your vision, hearing, and took your blood pressure, but it seems she didn't finish the rest of the exam. Sorry about that. Quite unprofessional on her part. I'll have to deal with her later. Let's begin by finishing the rest of this physical. Before we get started, I'm going to need you to unbutton your shirt. All the way, please. This won't take long. Let me just grab my stethoscope. Okay, I'm going to put this end on your chest, and every time I say breathe, I want you to take in a deep breath, and then exhale slowly. Oh, I'm sorry. It is quite cold to the touch. Now take a breath. Good. Another breath. Slowly. Good. Now I'm going to listen to your lower abdomen. This may tickle just a bit as I move it down. I told you. Okay, now just relax and take one more breath. Good. Everything sounds normal for the most part, but did I detect a little bit of labored breathing? It sounds like you might be a little stressed. Are you feeling any anxiety, sir? No? Okay, well, let's finish the rest of the exam. I'm going to need you to stand up and remove your belt buckle, then unzip your pants. Oh no, please keep your shirt undone. That stress I heard in your breath concerns me, and I'm going to need to keep listening while I perform the rest of the exam. You wouldn't want to fail your company physical now, would you? Good. Normally I would perform this part with a glove, but since we're short on time, I thought I'd use my bare hands. Don't worry. It's all standard procedure. Don't be alarmed. I'm just going to reach down and perform the testicular exam. A little more tense than normal, and I can hear your breath labor again. I'm going to need you to take another deep breath and relax. Let's see. Feels right? No lumps or torsion. If you could turn your head and cough, please. Good. Your testicles feel fine. Next, I'm going to carefully inspect your penis. All right. That feels normal. No abnormalities or scar tissue, but it seems we have a problem down here. It's not your breath this time. I'm going to need to perform a few more tests. I need you to take off your pants so I can see what's going on. Boxes too. Okay, everything appears to look normal, that's for sure. I'll just perform a quick reflex test. Just relax. I'm going to slowly put my hand around your penis and squeeze. Relax now. It had to be a surprise. Or it wouldn't be much of a reflex test, would it? The problem is, it looks like you didn't pass. No, this won't do at all. Something is very, very wrong. A fit man like you shouldn't have any problem getting relaxed and aroused at all. Not when an attractive young doctor like myself with such large breasts in such a revealing coat has them pressed against your bare chest with a hand around your cock. I know you're fond of them. I caught you glancing down when I entered the room. It's okay. You don't have to worry. They're hard to miss. But this relaxation problem, this won't do one bit. You want to leave? No. You're not going anywhere until I see that cock of yours start working and you finally relax. You don't want to fail your company physical now, do you? Good boy. Sit down over on the bed. I'm going to try some manual stimulation and see if that does the trick. Now, spread your legs shoulder width apart as I slowly put my hands around your cock and start stroking. Don't worry, it's all standard procedure. Good. Now just try to relax. Looks like you're starting to get there. But I'm going to need to see more. A lot more. I'm going to start stroking you a little harder. And faster. I see this is quite the enjoyable procedure for you, but I still need more. It's okay. Just sit back and try to relax. In fact, why don't I take off this coat and pull down this smock? There. Give you a view of my large, round, heaving breasts. I know that will help you relax. I can feel your cock swelling up between my hands. But you still have quite a ways to go. I need to see your cock completely full and engorged if you want to pass this physical. I'm going to take one of your hands and put it on my breasts. And I want you to squeeze. Yeah, this is all part of the procedure. You aren't going to disobey your doctor, are you? Good boy. Just like that. The other one too. Don't be afraid to squeeze harder if you must. That should get things going along while I stroke you. Faster and faster. I must say, in my professional opinion, your cock is quite the specimen. So long and just the right thickness. It would be perfect in a textbook. Your girlfriend is a lucky woman. You don't have a girlfriend? Such a shame that a cock like this is going to waste. I'm glad to see your cock at full attention. That is a very good sign. But you're not done with this exam yet. I still need to see you finish before I can let you go with a clean bill of health. You still look a bit stressed and I need you to relax completely. So to help you finish, I'm going to give you some oral stimulation. Don't worry, this isn't the first time I've performed this procedure. Now do as your doctor tells you and relax. As I put my mouth around your swollen cock and gently lick up and down with my tongue. You taste so good. It's a sign of good health. Mm. wasn't completely honest with you before. I'm the one who told that nurse to stop in the middle of your exam. I saw you in the hallway and didn't want that slut to put her hands all over you. No. You needed a doctor's touch. My touch. I can tell you really like this. You like my hot, warm tongue swirling all around your cock. I told you your doctor would take care of you. Now I'm going to speed things up and suck you faster. I want you to be more relaxed than you've ever been. Somehow I knew when I first saw you. But I've had my mouth around your cock, tasting every inch. I just had to have you. You're getting close, aren't you? I can taste the pre-cum flowing out of the head of your cock. Tastes so good. But that's not enough. If you want to pass this exam, I'm going to need to taste every last drop of cum you have inside of you. You know, take your hand and touch me up under my skirt. That's right, no underwear today. Feel how wet I am, how much I want your cock inside of me. Now use those fingers and start rubbing my swollen, aching clit. Around and around. Doctor's orders. Oh, God. Good. That's... oh, so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. You're not done yet. Oh, I can feel your cock starting to throb harder and harder in my mouth. Oh, you're almost there. It won't be long now. I want to taste your hot, thick cum. Shoot down my throat as you climax. Rub me harder. I want to come when you do. Oh, God. I'm ready for you. Come. Say you passed your physical with flying colors. Me too. I'm glad we were finally able to get you to relax. You can go ahead and put your clothes back on. Oh, I have to freshen up before I see my next patient. As for you, though, I'm going to schedule you a follow-up appointment next week, just to make sure you're still healthy. In fact, I think we'll need quite a few follow-ups in the future, with plenty of exams. Well, goodbye for now. Until next time.